The Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe is spearheading this effort with $3.3 million in funding from the Department of Defense. This is by far the largest attempt to remove what they consider a scientific sampling of almost 1,500 drums containing ammunition parts. In an April interview, Red Cliff Environmental Director Melanie Montano rejected a proposal for daily briefings.
I understand the desire for that, but quite honestly, we need to stay focused on the work rather than informing the public.
But the lack of briefings only leads to more mystery surrounding these barrels, which were ordered dumped by the Department of Defense between 1958 and 1962. John LaForge is with Nuke Watch in Wisconsin. He believes at least one underwater dump site is being overlooked because no barrels were found there in a 2008 sonar survey.
I do believe the tribe is definitely interested in getting to the bottom of the issue. They want and have pledged to do some sediment sampling and testing, so I'm encouraged by that. Sediment testing, though, needs to occur where the barrels have decayed away and not necessarily where you can still plainly see and recover a barrel.
Project leader Jennifer Thiemann says they'll use an independent source to examine barrel contents.
There are some conspiracy theories, but yes, it's an independent accredited lab. The tribe is paying for that analysis. The DOD will be provided reports but have no influence in the results of that data.
Barrel removal is expected to finish by next week. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.